Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 27 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. Today I send a special shout out with love and prayer to Sister Celestine Kelly and to my uncle, Bishop Nathaniel McCoy. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you and your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Last week, we covered the 9 gifts of the precious Holy Spirit that are found in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. Verse 11 says, But all these gifts worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31, we are encouraged to covet, that is, to desire the best gifts. Someone said that the best gifts are the ones that you need at that time. The 9 gifts of the precious Holy Spirit fall into 3 categories: the gifts of revelation, the gifts of inspiration, and the gifts of power. The 3 gifts of revelation are, 1, the word of wisdom. It is the supernatural insight and understanding into the will and purpose of God to solve problems and situations. 2, the word of knowledge. It is the supernatural knowledge or insight into the mind, will, or plan of God. The word of knowledge works hand in hand with the word of wisdom because the word of wisdom tells us what to do with the knowledge God reveals to us. This is so important so that we won't go off half-cocked, but we are given God-given wisdom on how to proceed with the knowledge that was revealed to us. 3, the discerning of spirits. It is the supernatural insight into the realm of spirits to detect them and their plans. Then we have the 3 gifts of inspiration, sometimes called the vocal gifts. There's prophecy. It is the supernatural divine utterance, not conceived by human thought or reasoning. It includes speaking unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Then we have 2, the divers are different kinds of tongues. This is the supernatural utterance in other languages that are not known to the speaker. Then 3, the interpretation of tongues. It's the supernatural ability to interpret what is uttered in other languages that are given by the precious Holy Spirit. Then we have the 3 gifts of power. They are 1, the gift of faith. This is a supernatural ability to believe God without human doubt, unbelief, and reasonings. 2, the gift of healing. The healing of all manner of sickness by God's supernatural power without human aid or medicine. And then 3, the working of miracles. It is the supernatural power to intervene in the ordinary course of nature and to counteract natural laws if necessary. Remember that we are exhorted to covet and desire the best spiritual gifts. And these are the ones that we need at the time. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10, verse 13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, might, ability, and strength. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.